This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Tomorrow, the 4th of July, America is celebrating its 250th birthday, for which the US government will hold two marquee events on opposite coasts of the country, one of which being, as Trump calls it, the most spectacular Trump rally of them all. And for more on this, I'm joined now by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. David, Trump has, of course, branded the DC July 4th celebrations as his own personal rally. How is that going down and what can we expect tomorrow?
Yeah, it's not going down well. I think there are many people in Washington, D.C. who often tend to vote against Trump and across the nation generally who feel that he has hijacked this celebration and made it all about himself. It should have been a great moment of national unity. It should have been a celebration of all the great things about the United States that certainly football fans at the moment, the World Cup, seem to be appreciating. But really, it has turned into the Trump show. And we've had a series of events already, including Ultimate Fighting Championship bouts on the White House South Lawn, a great American state fair that's not drawn many people. I was in North Dakota a couple of days ago for a Trump speech there at the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. You know, he's thinking small and airing petty grievances and not really capturing the soaring rhetoric of a John F. Kennedy or Barack Obama that you would hope for in this this very historic moment.
Yeah, stay classy, Donald Trump. One of the things that he might justify his MAGA rally is that he actually initially, am I right in saying he wanted to hold a concert, but not that many people wanted to play?
That's right. Well, that was the kickoff event a week or two ago. And even then, there were kind of B-list and C-list acts that were booked. And once they got wind of the fact that this was quite a partisan affair and like a Trump rally, they all dropped out. And Trump said, OK, well, I'll just give you the most famous person instead, and that's me. And, he gave a speech on the National Mall, drew a sort of moderately sized crowd, but it was nothing special. There is huge controversy around all of this. Democrats have just done an investigation that suggests Trump and his allies really hijacked this event for profit, and they sidelined the commission that was organized by Congress a decade ago and created their own body called Freedom 250 to run it. Even an allegation that there was wire fraud and people who thought they were donating to the Congressional Commission actually ended up giving it to Trump's one instead. But we shall see what tomorrow brings. One problem is that there are soaring temperatures in Washington. It's predicted to be more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So that could also drive down the numbers. Trump sort of half jokingly said he's going to give a really long speech, which could mean the traditional fireworks kind of run very late, maybe even into midnight. I think many people here feel it's all a bit of a circus. And they do reminisce sadly that the bicentennial in 1976 was tremendous fun by comparison and did have that spirit of national unity, but this time not so much.
Was that a Jimmy Carter presidency?
That was a Gerald Ford presidency just before Carter won. Ford, is given credit by many historians for not inserting himself into it the same way that Trump has done this time.
There's other things obviously going on as well in the states in terms of what Trump is up to. And obviously the Supreme Court ruling that said his plan for birthright citizenship to be revoked now may, I suppose, lead to pregnant women perhaps being unwelcome in the US. Are they genuinely afraid of birth tourism over there?
Certainly some of the more extreme Republicans and people on the right are. Congressman Andy Ogilvie, who is very far right, is even saying he's going to propose legislation to ban pregnant women from entering the country unless they're
citizens or green card holders. And Mark Wayne Mullen, the Homeland Security Secretary, has echoed similar sentiments, and so has Stephen Miller, the Trump advisor. I mean, I think at the moment it's just people talking rather than anything super serious. But, you know, we know from experience in the Trump universe that can quickly change, and it can become real.
One would have to wonder how that would even be enforced. Many people are pregnant who don't look pregnant, and I'm going to have to do a pregnancy test at the border. It strikes me as a sort of a nonsense, really.
Yes, I mean, totally bizarre and unworkable, and an insult really to America as it turns 250 as a nation of immigrants that people are even talking about such a thing.
Okay.
You just can't imagine for a moment how that would be implemented at airports. It's just sort of, utterly bizarre.
No, I don't think so. The Iran-US situation, David, obviously it has gone somewhat quiet, but the funeral of Khamenei is happening imminently in Iran, and they have fired shots verbally at the US and Israel about the potential for any attacks. Is much of that being discussed, or has all of the geopolitical, situation been sidelined by the 4th of July and indeed probably Taylor Swift?
Yes, I think Taylor Swift especially, plus the World Cup, where, of course, the US is doing unusually well. So that's getting a lot of attention. Plus, as we're familiar with in Ireland and Britain, the weather, of course, everyone talks about. So Iran is indeed dropping down the agenda, which will suit Donald Trump just fine. I wouldn't be surprised if in his 4th of July speech he declares victory yet again, as he's done many times. Yes, it remains in a strange kind of limbo, and many would say still a huge shadow over Trump's presidency at this moment.
Yeah. Look, thank you for joining us with that snapshot for everything from the US. That is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. And David, do enjoy your 4th of July celebrations and try and stay cool over there, because I have no doubt it is sizzling hot.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.